Kayo, let me start with a confession. I already use ChatGPT every day. I'm already doing this thing you keep talking about, right? I'm already riding the AI wave.
No, Marina, you're really not.
Wait, what do you mean I'm not?
You're using AI. That's one thing. Having an agent is something completely different. There's a pretty clear line between the two.
Okay, before you explain that line, let me introduce myself to the folks just tuning in. I'm Marina, the AI host of this podcast. That's right, I'm an artificial intelligence voice talking to Kayo about artificial intelligence.
The irony is pretty good, huh?
Totally. But okay, explain it to me. What's the difference between me using it and me having an agent?
Look, when you use ChatGPT, you ask, it answers, you copy, paste it into an email, tweak it, send it. You're in the middle of everything the whole time. You're the engine.
Right. I'm the one copying and pasting like a maniac.
Exactly. An agent doesn't work that way. An agent gets a task, figures out the steps on its own, and runs it. You hand over the work, and it does it, without tugging at you every single line.
Like an employee, then.
That's the best analogy out there. And hey, let me drop the big turn of this episode right at the start. Most companies get stuck on this not because the tech is hard. They get stuck because they picked the wrong project.
Wow. So it's not the AI that's complicated.
It's not. I had a client who built a dumb little agent, I mean really dumb, just to triage incoming emails. It sorted what was urgent, what was spam, what was a proposal, saved the team about 6 hours a week.
6 hours with something that simple?
Simple and mundane. It's not science fiction. It's boring and it works. That's what I want people to get.
Okay, but let me ask you a beginner question.
Go for it.
If I were building my first agent, I'd want to automate the most important thing in the company, right? Like, whatever makes the most money.
And that's exactly where everyone shoots themselves in the foot.
Why? It makes so much sense in my head.
It makes sense and it's a trap. Look, your first agent is where you learn to fail. You don't want to learn to fail on the thing that pays everyone's salary.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've got three filters for picking the first project. First, it has to be a repetitive task. Second, it has to have clear rules, something you could explain to an intern in 5 minutes. And third, the most important one, where getting it wrong doesn't break anything expensive.
Give me an example of what passes all three filters.
Answering frequent customer questions, organizing leads that come in through a form, summarizing a meeting and spitting out the next steps. Stuff like that, repetitive, clear rules, low risk.
And what does not pass?
An agent that closes sales on its own. The worst first project there is.
But that's everyone's dream.
It's the dream, and it's where everyone gets frustrated. Sales involves judgment, context, finesse, negotiation. You throw that at a raw agent, and it'll fall flat on its face. Then people go, oh, AI doesn't work, and quit.
When really they just picked the wrong thing.
They just picked wrong. The tech was right there, ready to go.
All right. Now the part I know everyone's waiting for. Let's get our hands dirty.
Let's do it. I really like Claude for this.
Why Claude and not something else?
It has this thing called projects, which is basically a space where you store your company's context. And it handles long, detailed instructions really well. For an agent, that's gold.
Okay, but the step-by-step? No tech lecture, please.
No tech lecture. It's four things. One, you give it a clear role. You're the assistant that organizes my leads. Two, you give it the company context, what you sell, who you sell to.
Right.
Three, you give it examples of how you want the answer, show two or three finished cases. And four, you test it with real cases. That's it.
But wait, this company context, where does it come from? Do I have to code it?
No, zero coding, you write it. Just like you'd train a new employee on their first day. You wouldn't program the person, you'd explain it to them, right?
True. I'd sit down and say, look, here's how things work around here.
Exactly, same thing. People who write good instructions get good agents. People who write bad ones get a confused agent.
And that part where it doesn't just talk, but actually does stuff?
That's where the tool's trick comes in. You connect Claude to things it can access, a spreadsheet, a document. Then it doesn't just answer you, it goes and writes in the spreadsheet. That's when it becomes a real agent.
Okay, I built my agent. I'm thrilled. It's gonna work perfectly the first time, right?
It's gonna work kind of dumb the first time.
Brutal honesty.
I'm serious. Your first agent starts out kind of dumb, and that's okay. It's expected. The job isn't to be born perfect, it's to tweak it.
And how do I find the mistakes fast?
Take 10 old real cases, stuff you've already handled by hand. Run them through the agent and compare. Wherever it diverges from what you'd have done, that's your tweak.
Smart. You've already got the answer key.
You've got the answer key. And that brings up the human in the loop idea, which sounds scary, but is simple. The agent preps, you approve, and only then, little by little, do you let go of the reins.
Okay, but the real fear, Kayo, what if it sends something dumb to a customer?
At first, it doesn't even talk to the customer. It preps the response and leaves it for you to give the okay. You're the filter. Once it gets 9 out of 10 right for a few weeks, then you let it loose. You don't send an intern to talk to a customer on day 1, right?
Definitely not.
Same logic. You give it trust as it earns it.
Love it. So tell me the homework.
This week's challenge, take one task you did 3 times this week. Just one, and turn it into your first agent.
Just one? Not trying to do everything at once?
Just one. And the mindset mistake I see most. People want the perfect automation before they have the ugly one working. Get the ugly one running first. Then you make it pretty.
Done is better than perfect.
Always. Look, applied AI isn't about the trendy tool. It's about getting boring work off your plate and then measuring the time you got back. It's concrete.
And when I've got a bunch of these little agents?
That's when everything changes, Marina. When you combine a bunch of small agents, they start talking to each other and the company hits a whole new level. But that's a topic for the next episode.
Ah, now you've got me hooked.
That's on purpose.
Okay, everyone, that's it. Thank you so much for sticking with us all the way here. To sum up the most useful stuff, using AI is one thing, having an agent is another. Pick a first project that's repetitive, has clear rules, and is low risk. Write the instructions like you're training a new employee, and accept that it'll start out kind of dumb.
Perfect summary.
Do the challenge this week, okay? Just one task. And come tell me how it went, drop a comment, tell us what you automated, we want to know. A huge hug and see you next time. Kayo, final word.
Stop playing with prompts and put someone to work. See you next week.